This is Radio Boston. I'm Tiziana Deering. Governor Charlie Baker demurred in his daily briefing today to say whether he'll extend the shutdown in Massachusetts past May 4th. But he was clear that any plan for reopening should involve widespread testing and contact tracing.
So for me, yeah, there's a role with the antibody testing, but doing more of what I would call the traditional testing, and people are doing a lot of work on figuring out how we might be able to dramatically ramp that up. Is going to be really important to what we do going forward.
Until we can test at scale, though, social distancing and masks remain essential. Somerville Mayor Joe Curtatone announced today that Somerville residents can get a test if they want one, and that starting Wednesday, face masks are mandatory in the city in any location open to the public, inside or out. Joining us to discuss those measures and other things the city is doing is Somerville Mayor Joe Curtatone. Mayor Curtatone, welcome back to Radio Boston.
Thanks for having me on.
So let's start with testing. You are trying to test every person in Somerville who wants a test, correct?
Absolutely. We know that we need three tools we need to get our arms around this crisis is testing. And we are seeking to test not just those who are the sickest and have the most acute symptoms, but everyone in the city, with a focus on our vulnerable populations, our essential workers, and those where the prevalence of the transmission of the virus is heaviest.
And so you don't have to think that you have coronavirus to get a test. You can just make an appointment and get one?
Exactly. What we did about 5 weeks ago, we set up, along with Cambridge Health Alliance, one of the first mobile testing sites at the Somerville Hospital campus. The goal has always been to transition from where we started, just testing Cambridge Health Alliance patients, to the broader community, because of several reasons and factors, like not enough supplies, swabs, reagents, test kits, we were hampered in those efforts. But now, we are starting to test the community-wide. You don't have to be a client at the Cambridge Health Alliance. You don't have to have insurance. It doesn't matter what your status is from an immigration perspective. All you have to do is call their hotline or call the city's Somerville's 311 line, and we'll connect you. And you can now set up an appointment to either get tested at the site of Somerville Hospital. You can still drive up there. You'll be able to walk and bike up there. And then within the next couple of weeks, we'll be setting up another satellite site in East Somerville that will be walk-in only.
And it's free. Is that right? Is it free?
It is free. So if you don't have insurance, you don't have a primary care physician, all you have to do is schedule an appointment, because they do need to take in some basic information about who you are, your name, your address, and so forth. So they set up a file for you. They set up an appointment. You go and you get tested, and they can follow up with you.
It strikes me, Mayor Curtatone, that's kind of the fantasy people have had for weeks now. If I want a test, I can get one. How did you get to the point where you've got the capacity to do this?
Well, a couple of things. One, everyone's capacity is still dependent upon supply. So if there is a reversal and we're not getting an abundance of supply, kits, swabs, reagent, but if we're hampered in that, going backwards, it will hamper our efforts here. So one, it really depends on that. We put a focus on that because, in our size and scale and density, logistically, it is easy to do. We have enough staff, or it's manageable. We have enough staff to manage it, working together with the Cambridge Health Alliance. Two, we've been, we're starting to get some more supply like some other communities. And we're able to also reinforce some of our targeted efforts around the vulnerable populations, which is where the transmission of the virus is most prevalent.
So what happens if someone tests positive when they come in for one of these?
Well, then they'll follow up with the person. If they test positive, then inform them. What we're doing that's unique here is we are working together with the Office of Somerville. Somerville is our Office of Immigrant Affairs. It was established several years ago. Through that office, with language and cultural liaisons, we've established a lot of credibility and trust with our immigrant community. They're going to be critical in this effort, as they're actually doing progressive outreach, proactive outreach, to engage people to get them to call in and schedule appointment tests, because we know, again, the transmission rate is higher amongst that population. If they're tested positive, that office will then connect them with our public nurses, our school nurses, who are acting as sort of healthcare liaisons, who will help people to their next step. Do they need isolation? We'll get to isolation units or beds or facilities. They're going to be isolated at home. Can they no longer get any food? We'll connect them with food resources and other essentials. So we'll inform people not only that whether they tested positive or negative, but if they tested positive, what the next steps they should be doing to isolate themselves, inform people they've been in close contact with, and connect them to the services they will need, the essentials, food and other supplies and services they need to continue forward.
So I wanted to ask you about that. Is there a way to enforce social isolation, especially for people who are identified through contact tracing, not who are identified by testing positive?
Well, in the short term, right now, we are our facility set up within the region. We've done that for our most vulnerable population, homeless and others. We've worked with other regional communities and partners to and the Commonwealth to set up or take advantage of sites that have been set up at hotel sites and so forth. There is an ability to do that. But as you think about long term, I think that's going to be a challenge as we think about, you know, how we expand testing to a baseline that is necessary before we start considering, you know, lifting or easing restrictions. You know, we're going to need not just testing for acute symptom, for acute testing, but sort of the case tracking that'll be necessary, and the isolation capacity to intervene when we see transmissions increasing.
Now, speaking of enforcement, I also wanted to ask you, you know, you've made this announcement that people are going to be required to wear masks in Somerville starting Wednesday, anytime they're in a place that's open to the public, inside or outside. That's a firm decision and something that's further than a lot of other cities and towns or the governor have gone to. What went into that decision, and how are you going to make sure people follow it?
So, you know, I want to first thank the public. The public has been tolerant. They've been, for the most part, compliant, and they've been patient. This crisis has turned everyone's life upside down, and we understand decisions like this aren't easy for everyone to absorb and can seem sort of abrupt. But our goal, and I want the public to understand, is to save lives. To save lives, we need to continue to stabilize our healthcare system. From all accounts, we're doing that. And to do that, we need to continue to do our best to interrupt the transmission of the virus. And one of the best ways you can do this is not with social distancing, but also facial coverings, because we'll block, again, droplets from being in the air, and will minimize the risk and the potential for people being infected from the virus. While we've had pretty good compliance, we still have a lot of instances where that's not the case in certain parks and pathways or in certain grocery stores. And at the end of the day, you know, as I mentioned in my public message, nobody wants to be the person who infects the grocery store clerk, you know, or the postal worker, or our grandparents, or our elders, or somebody with a underlying chronic illness, which could really put them in danger. So we're asking people to continue that compliance and that patience and understanding, and to take this next step. We will enforce it with our police department, but we know we don't expect that switch to be turned overnight, so we're going to give a week grace period. We'll be out there talking to people, be engaging the community, you know, educating them. Police, when they're out there, are trained in not just community-based but compassionate-based policing. They'll have masks to hand people, and, you know, it's going to take a little time to get people all on board, but we need to do this. That's the message. By doing this, we will prevent people from getting sick.
Are you expecting any civil liberties pushbacks from residents?
You know, we have, for the most part, the feedback has been positive and understanding, and there have been some people who object. But this is about keeping everyone safe, even those who are opposed to it. And this is about making sure that we're in a position that people, you know, we avoid the worst-case scenario of people dying, and the healthier we can get, and the more we can taper down and blunt the force of this epidemic, the quicker we can think about what the new normal is, and really can put work into activating parts of our economy and lifting restrictions. But we need to take further measures. Now's not the time to ease up, I would say. Now's the time to double down on all the work we're doing.
So, just briefly, Mayor Crotone, last question for you. What responses are you getting from other mayors about these new policies?
You know, it's supportive. I'm in constant meetings and contact with mayors here in the local region, but across the Commonwealth, and we're all we're in a unique position. And to understand what's happening in cities and towns and communicate that with the Commonwealth, we have a better understanding of what works on the ground. And you know, some of these ideas, they're starting to enact, and we're exchanging these ideas. And it's been supportive, a lot of camaraderie, a lot of cooperation, a lot of collaboration. That's what we need on a broader scale.
That's Somerville Mayor Joe Curtatone. Thanks for joining us today.
All right. Take care.